scripture is tonight, and I want to begin in Matthew chapter number 10 and verse number 7. Again, we're going to, our final goal, no, I told you wrong, Shannon, I'm sorry. Romans chapter number 12 and verse number 17. I'm going to run a couple of rabbits right here. But in Romans 12 and 17, the Bible says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men." As you look at this, As you look at this verse of scripture tonight, you see it says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men." I want you to take a look at that word honest in here. And as you look at this, it's saying to be trusted. And I want to ask you tonight, can you be trusted? Are you an honest person? Here recently, I've just added to the bottom of my emails at work, and I'm real funny. I know this sounds kind of weird, but even like Yellow Page ads and stuff like that, I'm a little weird when I see people got Yellow Page ads and then they got scripture all over them. And I don't know, it's just something that strikes me a little weird sometimes. And I don't plaster scripture all over my stuff, but as I've been going through the last few weeks, I put on the bottom of my email that the scripture in Proverbs, it says, "A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches." And I try to live by that because we all like to make money. We all like to be well off financially, but to protect your name or to protect your testimony should mean so much more to you than having great finances. And I think it's one of those things that keeps me constantly thinking, how honest am I? How truthful am I? And how do I protect my name? And tonight I want to talk to you for just a few minutes about, can you be trusted and are you honest? And here we see here the Bible says, "Recompense to no man evil for evil, provide things honest in the sight of all men." Now in 2 Corinthians chapter number 8, verse number 21, it says, "Providing for honest things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men." Now how many times have you had a little deal and you done something, you say, "Well, it don't matter what they think, God knows my heart." Well, here God's saying it does matter what they think. It does matter whether people think that you're honest and whether people think that you're truthful. It does matter. He says, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. 1 Peter chapter number 2, verse number 12. "Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may be, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation." Again, he's asking us to be honest, to be of good report, to be truthful. Now, we've established real quick, like, that God expects us to be honest and God expects us to be trustworthy. And my question is still, can you be trusted? Now, we're going to run another little different rabbit. Keep that rabbit in your pocket. Well, let's run another rabbit. Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 7. The Bible says, "And as you go, preach, saying the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Now, a lot of people are kind of a little bit afraid of scriptures like this when they go to talking about it, because you know that as corporately and me as an individual, and I believe that I can prove it in the Bible, that I believe that the position of a preacher is for a man. And I believe that God's word instructs that way, and I'm not going to fall out with somebody if they feel something different, but that's just the way that I feel that God's word points it out to us. So as I look at this and it says, "And as you go, preach," people are scared to say, everybody is a preacher. And when you say, well, how do you say that when you just, I'm saying that every single day we are all preaching a message to a lost and a dying world with your life. Every single day we are all claiming something with our life. Even lost people are claiming something with their life. They're preaching a message. Now we're going to get to what that message is supposed to be here in just a minute. But we are all preaching a message, and it says, "And as you go, preach." Matthew 28, verse number 19. "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost." God is instructing us to go and tell everybody about Jesus Christ. God's instructing us, it says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost." Mark chapter number 16, verse number 15. I'm going to get somewhere in a minute. "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." So we are instructed to be honest, we are instructed to be trustworthy, and we are expected to go into all the world, preach the gospel to all nations. God, that's two things that God has instructed us with. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 2. Let's see if we can get somewhere with this. And Shannon, I lied to you, and I'm sorry, but we're going to start in verse number 1. I told her verse number 4 only, but That's just not what we're going to do. Verse number one, Paul writing to the people in Thessalonica, he says, "For yourselves, brethren, know our entrance in unto you, that it was not in vain." He's saying, now you know that when we came to you, it wasn't empty. It wasn't that something wasn't accomplished. Verse number two, it says, "But even after that we had suffered before, we were shamefully entreated. As you know, at Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the gospel of God with much contention." He says, when we were at Philippi, he said, we were bold, but there was a lot of contention. There was a lot of strife. There was a lot that we had to work against. Verse number three, it says, "For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor of guile." We wasn't doing it for ourselves. Verse number four, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts." Verse number four is where I wanted us to get to tonight, and I want you to look how verse number four says this. He says, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel." I want to let us know something tonight as we read this scripture and as we were talking about being trusted, being honest, as we were talking about the command that God has given us to go and to preach unto all the world, God has entrusted us with the gospel tonight. As Paul is writing here in Thessalonica, he says, we were allowed of God to be put in trust of the gospel. Tonight as we sit here, we are allowed of God to be put in trust of the gospel. And gospel simply means the good news. Tonight, God has entrusted us to carry the gospel. God has entrusted us. He has given us the word. The Bible tells us that the word became flesh. That we know that Jesus Christ, in the beginning was the word, and the word became flesh. And Jesus Christ was the gospel. He was the good news. You know, the first good news was when he came to Bethlehem. The first good news was the night that the angels appeared unto the shepherds and said, "Hey, there's a king being born. Follow the star and go over there into Bethlehem." And then the good news was Jesus worked this miracle and Jesus worked that miracle. But I want to tell you tonight that the good news to us and the good news that we have been entrusted with, the good news that God has entrusted us to share with others, is that Jesus Christ came and he died for our sins and he has paid our sin debt. And the only thing that we have to do is accept that and call upon Jesus Christ for forgiveness of our sins. Now, what I want to ask us tonight is how are you handling this trust that God has given you? God has said, "I have entrusted you with the gospel. I've entrusted you with the good news. I have given you the gift of the good news." You know that Jesus Christ came and he lived on this earth. He gave his life for you and I. He hung there on the cross, and on the third day he resurrected, victoriously over death, hell, and the grave. And he said, "Now I've entrusted you with this. Can I trust you to carry the gospel? Can I trust you to do what you're supposed to do? Can I trust you? Are you honest enough to carry the good news?" See, I think a lot of times people trust us with a whole lot of things. There's things that people give us and they trust us and they know that we're going to hold it. Sometimes people trust us with secrets. Sometimes people, they have confidence in us and they trust us with things. People might, "Hey, I don't have a person in here that I wouldn't hand you my wallet and say, here, hold this for a while. I trust you with it." One thing, you wouldn't get far with it if you went and done something with it. You might have put a five in it and handed it back to me. But we trust people with certain things. But you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ is something that is so important and that it is so precious. And it's something that God, but here's what it is. God didn't say, "Here, let me give this to you and you hold it tight and you hold it secret and you don't tell anybody about it." He said, "I'm going to trust you enough with it for you to go share it with everyone else." Now tonight, I feel that everyone in here is trustworthy. I feel that you're honest. I feel that you do your best to do what you say you're going to do. But I want you to know tonight that sometimes I fail to do what God has trusted me to do. God said, "I'm going to save you and I'm going to set you free from your sin and your shame. And one day when I stand before God, only because of the blood of Jesus Christ, I'm going to stand there justified. I'm going to stand there sanctified. I'm going to stand there with no guilt, only because of the blood of Jesus Christ." But now he says, "Now I want you to take that gospel, take that good news, and I want you to give it to everybody. I'm trusting you with it. And I want you to go out." Are you trustworthy tonight? Has God given you something he says, "Hey, I'm going to trust you to give this to everybody else. I'm going to trust you to go out into all the world and to preach the gospel. I'm going to trust you to go into all the nations." But I'm afraid so many times, you know, I know the Bible tells us that we can't be ashamed. And the Bible tells us that if we're ashamed of him, that he'll be ashamed of us. And I don't really feel like a lot of times that it's actually even a shame thing. But I think a lot of times we have trouble giving others the gospel. I don't think we have trouble telling them about what's going on at Fellowship Church. I don't think we have trouble saying, hey, I know I don't. You know, one of the easiest things for me to say when people will start talking about church, hey, we got a softball team, we got a basketball team. Because everybody likes softball and basketball. Or it's easy for me to say, our choir sings awesome. We have good singing. If you come down there, man, you'll know somebody and somebody will speak to you. It's easy for me to talk about the good things that's going on in our church. But that's not what God's trusted me with. God's not trusted me. He didn't say, go out into all the world and tell them about the good things going on at Fellowship Baptist Church. And I'm so excited about what is going on that I tell a whole lot of people. But if that's not what he trusted me with. He trusted me with the gospel. Now, how often do we give others the gospel? I mean, how often do you get down to where the rubber meets the road and let them know that Jesus Christ loved them so much that no matter what they've done, no matter what they've thought, no matter how bad they think they are, or how many people in this world don't like them, that Jesus Christ loved them so much that he gave his life for their sins. And no matter what anybody in this world wants to hold against them in their past, that Jesus Christ wants to forgive them of that past. He wants to wipe it clean, never to be remembered against them again. That's the kind of gospel that we've been trusted with. Now, are you trustworthy? God trusted us to give that gospel. He's not trusted us to go out and invite people to church. He has trusted us to give them the gospel. And I know, look, I know that if you walk around all the time, and I ain't going to say there'd be anything wrong with it, but if you walk around all the time with your Bible in your hand shouting glory, hallelujah, people are going to dodge you. You're not going to get a chance to talk to anybody because you're going to be labeled a Fruit Loop. And that might be okay too. I know I used to go to church with a guy and he said, I don't care if people call me crazy as long as they tell me I'm crazy for Jesus. But, you know, I like an opportunity to talk to people sometimes. And I don't want to be labeled the Fruit Loop. But, you know, it would be all right to be known as the guy that will tell people the truth, the gospel. And you know what? Telling the truth is not telling them. I mean, sometimes it may come to the place to where they question you. You end up telling them, yeah, if you don't get forgiveness of your sins, you're going to die and go to hell. But you know what? That's probably not the best way to lead into a conversation. That's probably not the best. The best way to lead in is God loves you. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. You've been trusted with that. Like I said, I believe I could give any of you my wallet, and I believe when I got it back that it would be in the exact same shape that it was in or better. I believe that you would take care of it. I believe if I asked you to do something with it that you would do as I instructed. But sometimes I think that we take the gospel of Jesus Christ, even though it is so precious, and to each and every one of us, I believe it's precious to each and every one of us, but we'll take it and we hide it. You know, the Bible tells us to hide his word in our heart. I think we take that literally sometimes. And we say, I'm going to hide this in here and not tell anybody about it. We got the best gift that there has ever been right here. We got the gospel. You say, well, I don't know that I could take anybody down the Roman road. I don't know that I could take anybody down the Roman road. But you know what I can do? I can take them in their mind. I can take them to the night when Jesus Christ saved me and forgave me of my sins. You know what? That's what people want to hear. They want to hear some of the miracles that Christ did in the Bible. But more than that, they want to hear about how he changed your life. What's he done for you? And each and every one of us, you have a story. You know, we get into the Bible and we start reading about how God did this and how Christ did this and how he fed 5,000. And that's all wonderful. But I tell you what's more wonderful than any of those stories is the night that he spoke to my heart and he forgave me of my sins and he started preparing a place for me because I accepted what he did on the cross for me. That's more wonderful than, hey, reading about the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, that's awesome. That's one of my favorites in here. I say that, but I'd say that about 20 different ones of them. But that's one of my favorites in here. And I get excited when I read it, and I get excited about when I preach about it. But you know what? I get more excited when I think that I was a little lost 7-year-old boy on my way to hell. I didn't know a whole lot about the Bible, didn't know anything. I couldn't have told you, probably couldn't even told you about the three Hebrew boys at that point in time. But I knew enough that God loved me enough that he allowed his son to come and die on a cross. And because of that, I could live forever in heaven with him. I knew it. That's more exciting than everything that's in here, is that Christ did that for me. Are you trustworthy? I believe in all of your business. I believe in your life. I believe in the things that you tell others that you're going to do. I believe that you're trustworthy. But in verse number 4, it says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. Look what the next part says. Not as pleasing men. You know what? Sometimes it is hard. And you say, well, I don't try to please nobody. You know, we all have a desire of acceptance. You can't help it, but you have a desire of acceptance. You don't want to be the outcast. You don't want to be the Fruit Loop. We all have a desire of acceptance. But if we get to where we compromise the Word of God, and we compromise and we water down the truth, if we get to where we try to be so politically correct that we change what God's Word says, we've missed the boat, folks. And we're in a place that he says, look, I've trusted you with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God. Please God with everything that you say. Please, you know, when somebody comes to you and maybe you're getting an opportunity to give them the gospel, don't water it down. Don't sugarcoat it. And, you know, again, I'm not telling you to get out of not giving it to them in love. But what I'm saying is, don't say, well, I don't know. Maybe you can make it if you don't get it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except by me. He said, if any man try to make it any other way, he's the same as a thief and a robber. There is no other way besides Jesus Christ. And he said, I've trusted you with this gospel. Don't try to be men pleasers. Not as pleasing to men, but God which trieth our hearts. Verse number 5, for neither at any time we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. I tell you what, you can flatter a whole lot of people. Oh, you're going to be okay. You're a good person. It's going to be okay. You've never done anything too bad. Look, I don't know what people have done and what they hadn't done. Only thing I know is the Bible tells me that my righteousness is a filthy rag. The Bible tells me that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells me that if without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins, that I have to have the Jesus Christ's blood applied to my life in order to be forgiven of my sins. And if I don't do that, and if I tell anybody else that there's any other, then I'm just flattering them. Do you know what? You can flatter somebody right into a bad place in their life. Have you ever heard anybody get up in church? I'm going to be ugly right here for just a minute, so y'all just have to bear with me. But you ever heard anybody get up in church? And I know that it's the spirit sometimes. But have you ever heard anybody get up in church that just really could not sing and sing? And then hear people on the way out the door say, you done so good. Well, and I know sometimes it's the spirit that's moving, and that's all that matters. And if God instructs you to sing, I don't care whether you carry a tune in the bucket or not, you sing for the glory of God and don't worry about what anybody else is saying. But there have been a time or two I was like, don't tell them that. If you tell them they done so good, they're going to want to do that again. I don't know if I can stand it the second time. I'm being ugly. I am. I get myself in the wrong place sometimes. But you can flatter somebody right into a bad place. And it's the same way with their spiritual life. Oh, it's okay. You know, I've had people come to me and say, well, I know I shouldn't do this, but I just really. And I can sit there and go, well, it's okay. God knows. God understands. No, God don't understand. God gave his only son for us. He's not going to just excuse our sin. He says, don't use those flattering words. My question tonight is, are you trustworthy? Are you carrying the gospel? Or are we carrying flattery? Are we carrying being men pleasers? Or are we just not even carrying the gospel at all? But we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel. Even so we speak, not pleasing men, but God, which trieth our hearts. For neither at any time we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness. God knows everything that comes out of my mouth. God knows my heart. God knows my mind. God knows anything and everything about me. God knows. And he knows whether or not I'm trustworthy with the gospel. Now, he's instructed me. He's instructed me to be honest in all of my dealings. He's instructed me to give his word, to preach the word. And even with me, you know, as it says in Timothy, to preach the word, to be instant in season and out of season, when you feel like it and when you don't feel like it, be ready to give the gospel. And then he says, you've been trusted with the gospel. Now, God has given us a great gift. And he said, go give it to everybody else. Are you trustworthy? Can you do that? I struggle with it. I'll be the first one to tell you that it's not easy to just get down and say, Jesus Christ loves you, He died for you, and He'll forgive you of your sins. It's easy for me to talk about the miracles in the Bible. It's easy for me to talk about my brothers and sisters in Christ. But to get down and give the gospel, that's not the gospel. Are you trustworthy with the gospel of Jesus Christ? Verse number 6, and I'll be done right here. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others. When we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ, He said, we wasn't seeking glory from men. You know what, I've been around some people, and it seems like that's what they want. It's not really that they're trying to give the gospel to somebody, but they want somebody else to see that they give the gospel to somebody. Well, that's not worth a hill of beans either. I'm not saying that the gospel can't work, but when God tells us to do something, we shouldn't do it so that others see what we do. We shouldn't do it so that others go, well, isn't he, you know, I'm trying not to be derogatory, because I do believe that God can instruct you to do some things sometimes, and other people will look and go, well, he's doing that for show, and you're not doing it for show at all. But I've seen people, you know, going through Walmart, well, glory, brother, how you doing down there? And it's just a show of how holy I am. So y'all been around some of them people, and some of you are looking at me like I'm a nut. Y'all never been around that. But there are people that maybe preachers attract, maybe we're magnets for a Fruit Loop sometimes. I don't know what it is. But, hey, and I'm telling you, there's nothing wrong with being proud of being a Christian, of what Christ has done in your life. But when you're doing it just so that everybody else sees you, then you're seeking the glory of men. You're not doing it for the glory of God. And I want to be tonight, I want to be so trustworthy with the gospel. Because this is what a lot of times I pray this, not every day, but there are a lot of times I pray, God, put somebody in my path today that needs to hear about you. And whether I'm selling plumbing parts, deer hunting, whatever it is, I look for an opportunity to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. And if we're looking for that opportunity, most of the time we don't miss it. But then there's a lot of days that I'm not trustworthy, that I'm not carrying the gospel, that I've got something that is so good, and I want to give it out, but I'm holding it to myself. I'm not being trustworthy with what God's instructed me to do. And you say, well, preacher, I have no idea what you preached about tonight, and I wasted my time by being here. Well, I'm going to tell you, for me, it is that I am guilty of not giving enough of the gospel. I give it in here. Hey, I've got the platform. I've got 30 minutes on Sunday, and I can... Okay, some of y'all are thinking 40, but I've got time on Sunday that I can get up here and preach, and some of y'all will amen me, and some of you will back me up, and I tell you, and we'll just have a good time, and I'll give the gospel, and that's wonderful. That's one of my responsibilities here, and I need to continue to do that, but this shouldn't be the only place that I do it. I'm not being trustworthy if this is the only place that I do it. I should do it to whoever God puts in my path, day in and day out, that needs to hear about Jesus Christ. And you know what? If we'll all get in that mindset and we'll all be as trustworthy with what God's instructed us to do as we are with everything that we do in this world, because I really believe that y'all and I are trustworthy people, if we'll be that trustworthy with the gospel, we'll see people's lives changed. It'll happen here. It'll happen outside of here. But God will change people's lives if we'll carry the gospel to them. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for all your many blessings. And God, I know, dear Father, that sometimes that I'm not trustworthy to carry the gospel. God, I know I fall and I fail and I come short and I miss opportunities. And God, I pray that you'll help me to look for those opportunities, to be open-minded, God, to do it for your glory, not to ever be one that is trying to be a men pleaser or one that is trying to give the flattering words, but God, to always to seek you and to give the true gospel, God, which is that Jesus Christ gave his life for my sins. God, I want to thank you for everyone that's here tonight, for the effort that they came to come to your house tonight. I pray that you'll just bless them. God, I pray that you'll be with them. Help us as we go out for the remainder of this week, that we'll look for opportunities to carry the gospel to others. In Jesus' name that I pray, amen.